Prescribed burns are an increasingly important part of forest management, especially as the climate warms and the threat of catastrophic wildfire grows. But last fall, something went wrong during a burn in rural Larimer County. And as K1C's Matt Bloom reports, residents there are questioning the future of the practice.
Boat, cement mixer, lawnmower, it looks like some fencing.
We had some saws, we had a bunch of material there. Oh, you can see part of the saw here.
A pile of melted metal is all that's left of Eva Bedner's tool shed. The trees, shrubs, and ground on her property are all charred black.
That's upsetting. Every time I look out of the window, I go, I can't believe it happened.
Last October, a prescribed burn less than a mile from her home escaped its boundary and became a wildfire. Bedner had just gotten home from work.
It was pretty fast. I mean, you see the billows of smoke and then you see the fire and start going down. And then, you know, it was here like really within minutes.
At the last second, she says, firefighters arrived and put the fire out just a few feet from her front porch. It was a very traumatic experience for her.
We don't know what happened. I don't think this should have happened. I think something went very wrong, and I think it was preventable.
Bedner wasn't the only resident affected by the Elk Fire. Dozens of people in Glacier View Meadows, a quiet community about an hour northwest of Fort Collins, were forced to evacuate.
Some residents telling CBS4 they were rushed out of their homes, not given time to pack, as smoke engulfed everything.
No homes were destroyed and no one was injured, but more than 3 months later, state and local fire agencies are still piecing together exactly what happened.
So I would like the community to know that, we understand that it was very impactful.
Rob Addington is the Forest and Fire Program Director with the Nature Conservancy, the nonprofit behind the prescribed burn. He took me back to the site.
Catch my breath here.
It's a big swath of private forested land just southwest of Glacier View.
Where we are now, we're at an elevation of right around 7,500 feet and really in the heart of what we call the Ponderosa Pine ecosystem for the Front Range.
Fire has been suppressed here for more than a century, meaning the area is perfect fuel for big wildfires. Addington's team was thinning it out by burning around 500 acres of trees and grasses when the fire jumped its boundary. First responders were on standby and able to control the fire within 2 days.
I think nationally the statistic is less than 1% of all burns that escape. So it is a rare thing, but it is something that we plan for.
A number of factors could have caused the accident, the weather or human error, for example, and that's why an official review is underway by the state and an internal review by the Nature Conservancy. But what's clear from several town halls held in the aftermath, Addington says, is that the community wants to be involved in planning future burns.
As more and more people are living in the wildland-urban interface, just understanding, I think, from the standpoint of what we can do to integrate management that we know needs to occur on these landscapes with the people that are in the landscapes themselves.
He says that could mean holding more public meetings or increasing communication about their plans through emails or flyers. At the local library, a group of residents are going a step further. They're designing a new grassroots emergency notification network.
It's always about improving communication and seeing where the gaps are.
Darlene Kilpatrick is an organizer of the North 40 Alliance. They want to get text or email alerts about fires or upcoming prescribed burns from a local trusted community member. Kilpatrick says it stems from the frustration and miscommunication experienced during the Elk Fire and as far back as the 2012 High Park Fire.
The government has so much that's going on. A lot of people would say it's broken or that there's so many. And when you have something that's that high up, it's hard to know what a community needs on an individual level.
She hopes to get more than half of the community's approximately 1,000 residents signed up this year and hold a mock evacuation drill this summer. Meanwhile, other residents, like Eva Bedner, simply want answers.
If it came like half an hour later, I wouldn't have a house.
She's grateful that firefighters were able to save her home of more than 20 years. But the accident has left her feeling unsafe.
I don't like prescribed burns. They scare me. I know they are necessary. However, I think they need to be done in a safe manner.
The Nature Conservancy's Rob Addington says they're committed to learning from the Elk Fire. They've paused all plans for prescribed burns until the state finishes its review. That's set to happen in February. They'll put their own report out after that. Matt Bloom, KUNC.